it was the Bert Adams camp, and then when they bought the big piece of land at Conyers, they did not change the name, which you could almost understand.
Sure.
That, but they continued to call it, but they call it Bert Adams Reservation now.
I see. What did your husband do?
Frank was a partner in Spratling Harrington Insurance.
I see. And now, how about your, did you travel much in the United States? Did you travel?
The West Coast, and not too much, well, in this last year, this last fall, I went up to Boston to see Constance, and then we drove up into New Hampshire. And then, of course, I've done New York and Florida and New Orleans. Not considerable amount.
Uh-huh. No. What did you, when you go to Europe, how long would you stay there? How long did you stay when you went in 1928?
That, we were there nearly a year.
Is that right?
My aunt and I, and we stayed in Paris most of the time. We went over in June.
Uh-huh.
And then stayed in Paris till November. In that space of time, we did go up into Belgium. Then we left Paris in November and did Spain and across the Mediterranean along the coast. And back to Paris over the middle of January.
I see.
And then we came back to the States. Well, we had gone presumably for a year. But I decided I'd prefer to come home at that
time. I see.
So we came home in February.
So when you say you traveled, I mean it was really an extensive.
Well, that year was. Then one trip back to Europe was 3 months, and then one was 6 weeks.
I see. So How about your education?
Went through the public schools for my sophomore year. And then the last 2 years of high school, I was at Washington Seminary, which was a private school, girls' private school, which is now, it was incorporated into what is now Westminster School. And Westminster is made up, the nucleus of it was North Avenue Presbyterian School, which was a private girls' school. And Washington Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now all Westminster schools. Neither one of those other two schools are in existence at this point. So, and then I finished at the seminary and was at Georgetown Visitation Convent in Washington the fall, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the year my father died, and I did not go back to Georgetown, and it was that summer that we left to go to Europe for a year.
I see. And now we have your family history. If you could tell me about your parents. First thing, you talked about your father. Where was your father born?
He was born in Mobile, Alabama.
I see. And where was your mother born?
Mother was born in Toledo, Ohio.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Now, my maternal grandmother. And she was from Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how the parents got there, I do not know. Her parents, I don't know. And my paternal grandfather was from Pennsylvania. I think the family was around Schuylkillhaven. And it was originally and there was a split and part of the family dropped.